Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yuman and the Eis Bazar Tzur Sadaf. We are starting Yud Beis Amid Beis. Five lines up from the bottom at the two dots with the words Amar Yechanan and the article Tzur Sadaf. It's on Yud Dalet Amar Aleph, about five lines in with the words Amar Yechanan. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So I should conclude by saying that there was four piyasos, four lotteries that were done in the Beis Hamikdash every single day. And here we discuss why that is. Amar Yechanan tells us, Kidei Lasses Pumbi Ladavar, in order for it to be Bepumbi, it should be open, it should be public, there should be a whole tutor. It should be an exciting matzav in the Beis HaMikdash, not that they just get together once and make a lottery for everything. There's four different lotteries for different things, and that's oseh pumbi. It makes publicity, it makes a matzav out of everything. Which is in other places, Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says, V'aloi kohen ha'madashan ha'mizbech ha'panimi, yachol ha'madashan ha'menorah, the kohen who's clearing out the inner mizbech, the mizbech ha'ktayres, he could also clear out the menorah. Why is it a separate pious, elasus pumbi ledavar, to make a matzav out of it? And we see it somewhere else as well. Tamatanin over there, we learned the Mishnah, Masechas Tamid, hiniach ha'kuz al mala shniya v'yatza, he put the kuz, which is like the pitcher of sorts, on the second step, and he would leave. This is referring to Hatovas HaNeira, is clearing out the Neiris of the Menorah. Five of the Neiris would clear out first. The Kuz, this pitcher, or this receptacle that had everything that was cleaned out, was put by the Kohen on the second step of the Menorah, and then he would leave. Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on top, V'Noth also Kuz V'Malashni V'Yatza, and then he would come and take this Kuz from the second step and go out again. And why is this? Also for a Gishmak, to make Pumbi out of it. And similarly, Arav Yechon says, V'lama Heo Nichnas L'Hatova Shnei Pa'amim, that's proper Girsa. Why did he come in to do Hatovas HaNeira, to do the Menorah twice in two different stages? There was a Hatava of five Neiris, as we just mentioned. Then there was a pause. The Ktiris was brought, and they'd come back and finish doing Hatava's Neiris. Why was it done like that? Al-Gdei Lasses Pumbi Ledavar, in order to make a matzav out of it. However, Shimon Lakshem Rosh Lakish argues and says, no, Dvar Tairahu. And so the Rasa has to be done like this. What does the Pasuk say? Babaiker, Babaiker, by Tivis HaNeiris, Yak Tirena. And this double Lashon of Babaiker, Babaiker, in regards to Hatava's HaNeiris, and then it says Yak Tirena, so it tells us that the Hatava's HaNeiris happens in two different stages, and in between the Ktar of the Ktiris happens. So it's actually a dairaisa. It's not kedei lasses pumbi ledavar. The question is, how would Rabbi Yochanan explain this pasuk, showing that it's not necessarily dairaisa? And the answer is, over lehitiv umakter, that the pasuk could just be telling us that right after that tava, that's when the ktar of the ktaris happens, and not in the middle of it. Over is in the lashon of right next to, right afterwards. And so we don't see from the pasuk necessarily that that tava is actually split into two. It's only kedei lasses pumbi ledavar, says Rabbi Yochanan, that we split it into two. And on talacha base, we continue discussing these piyases, these lotteries, the Mishnah says, Hapayas Hasheni, what's the second lottery? Mi Shechet, who's going to do Shechita, the Karmen Tamid? Mizark, who's going to do Zrikas Hadam? Mi Medashas Mizbech HaPnimi, who's going to clear out the inner Mizbech? That's Mizbech Hazav, the Mizbech inside the Heichal, it has a Ktiris on it. Who's going to clear that out? Mi Medashas HaMenorah, who's going to clear out the Menorah from the wicks and maybe leftover oil if there is? Mi Mal Hevarm LaKevesh, who's going to bring the Hevarm of the Karmen Tamid up onto the ramp? And this does not have to do with the Haktara of the Hevarim, because we're going to see this is done in two different stages. The first, the Varm, the limbs of the Karmen Tamid were brought to the ramp and put there, and then later on they were picked up and put on top of the Mizbech to be burned. That's what the second lottery is. Now, once we just mentioned bring the Varm to the Kevesh, we discussed the order that the Varm are brought in. Harosh v'Haregel, the head and a foot, Ushtei Yadayim, and the two hands, meaning that's the two front legs, Ha'oikets v'Haregel, the tail and the back leg, Hachazev v'Agera, the chest and the neck, Ushtei Defanois, and the two sides, meaning the two rib cages, V'Akravayim, and the insides of the animal. Those are all brought by different Kohanim. And then we have three other things brought by three other kohanim. Vasoiles, the flour for the nesachim, is brought along with the tamid. Vachavitim, and the michas chavitim of the kohen gadol, that could be brought by a regular kohen as long as the kohen gadol paid for it. It came from his funds. It could be brought just by a regular kohen. Vahayayin, and the wine for nizchayayin. Says the Mishnah, ushlosh asar kohanim zeichem bai. There were 13 kohanim that were zeichah in this pious. We mentioned all 13 of these. We have the first four in the beginning of the Mishnah. Shaychet, zeirek, medashim zeich pnimi, and medashim minayra. That's four. Then we have bring the varm up to the kevin. Was done by six kaihanim, 6 + 4 = 10, and then we have the remaining three of Soilus, Chavitim, and Yayin. Here's a little machlaikes of what order the Ivarim were brought up to the Mizbeach. Amar ben Aza, Lifner Bikiva, Mishem Rebishua, Kederchi Luchai Hayakarev, the Ivarim were brought the way that the animal walked. And we're going to see in the Gemara how that differs with what the Tanakama says. Tanakh Gemara discusses one of the things we just mentioned in the Mishnah, Minayin Ledishan Mizbeach HaPnimi. How do we know there's a Chiyuv to clear out the Mizbeach HaPnimi? Who says that the leftover burnt Ketires has to be cleared off the Mizbeach HaPnimi? And the answer is Rabbi Tosfos says B'Shem Blazar. The pasuk says V'hishlach Oisa Eitzal Mizbech Kedma. This has to do with the bird carbon, and the pasuk tells us that parts of it is thrown Eitzal Mizbech Kedma to the east. Now El Mekayim Hadashen in Etzarech. The pasuk doesn't also have to say that it's thrown to the Mekayim Hadashen, and why not? Because Imlik Bayalay Makayim. If you want to say no, it has to say El Mekayim Hadashen because we need to know where to put these parts of the bird carbon, and so it has to tell us where do you put them by the Mekayim Hadashen. That's not so because Kfar Ksiv Eitzal Mizbech. The pasuk already says Eitzal Mizbech, and we know what Eitzal Mizbech is. says, and in Lamedcha, if you want to say it's teaching you, Shinasan b'mizrachah shel kavesh, that you're right, it should be put next to Mizbeach, but where? So the Pasuk is saying it should be put towards the Mizrach, the east, or the right of the ramp. It's also not necessary because Kfar Ksiv, Kedma, it says towards the east. Therefore, all we have to have the Pasuk saying is V'hishlecha Isa Eitz al Mizbeach Kedma, put it next to the Mizbeach, where? Towards the east of the ramp. And it doesn't have to say El Mekayim Hadashen. And if you want to say the Pasuk is telling us where the Deshen is supposed to be, that when we do Trumas Hadeshen of the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, that's supposed to be put on the right side of the Mizbeach because it says Kedma over here. Kedma again means east, which is the right side of the ramp. That's also not necessary because Af Hu Darsha Eitz al Mizbeach, Eitz al Mizbeach. There's a Drasha Eitz al Mizbeach, Eitz al Mizbeach. Ma Kan Mizrach Shal Kevesh, Af Kan Mizrach Shal Kevesh. Just like over here, it says Eitz al Mizbeach and it says Kedma. So too, when we talk about Trumas Hadeshen, it says Eitz al Mizbeach. That also must mean towards the east. So we end off that these words, Al-Makayim HaDashen, in this pasuk talking about a bird carbon, are totally extra. It must be referring to Dishon Mizbeach HaPanimi, that there's a chiyuv to be medashen it to clear off the ashes. Now another question is, Minayin Shu Asar Ba'anaya, how do we know that once the ashes are cleared off and they're put wherever they're supposed to be put, that they're still Asar Ba'anaya, and if one has benefit from them for whatever reason, he's going to be Ivar Me'ila? So Rav Loh says, B'Shem Rav Lazar, the pasuk tells us, Al-Makayim Tahar, to a pure place, a Tahar place. This is referring to Trumas HaDashen itself, that the ashes are brought to Makayim Tahar. And what does that mean? Shei Makayim Tahar, that its place is pure. In other words, it has to be clean or clear, that no one's allowed to benefit from it. Even though the ashes were put there and we don't need these ashes anymore, still it's also to benefit from them. Reb Zair B'Shem Reb Lazar, Loyam Arkein. Reb Zair, the name of Reb Lazar, did not say this. Elo, rather, he says, Minayin L'Dishon Mizbeach HaChitzoin Shu Asar Ba'anaya? How do we know that when the outer Mizbeach ashes are cleared off, they're still Asar Ba'anaya? Talmud Loyamer, that's because the Pasuk says, L'Makayim HaDashen. And this teaches us, Yud Gimel Amud Beis on top, Shehei Mekayim La'olam, that should be its place forever. Mekayim Hadashen means that's the place where the Deshen belongs, and that's a place forever, meaning you're not allowed to take it away and benefit from it. And he continues, Minayin L'Dishon Mizbeach HaPanimi, how do you know the din, that the inner Mizbeach has to be cleared off? That's because the Pasuk tells us, V'hiza Olav, referring to certain blood applications on the inner Mizbeach. And then another Pasuk tells us, V'hikter, we really have to add the word in, Olav. So here we have two Pesukim talking about the inner Mizbeach. Both of them say Olav. What do we learn from here? Mahazoya Begufay, just like Hazoya, sprinkling blood, is on the Guf of the Mizbeach. It's on the Mizbeach itself. Af Haktar Begufay, so too the Haktara, the actual Ktaris, has to be brought on the Mizbeach. And if there's no din of Dishon, if you don't have to clear the ashes off of the Mizbeach, so then the new Ktaris is not being brought on the Mizbeach, it's being brought on the ashes, which are on the Mizbeach. It must be, from the fact that we just saw the word Olav, Olav, that we first have to clear off the ashes from the Mizbeach, only then we can put the new Ktaris on. Ask the Gemara, Minayin L'Mizbeach HaPanimi, Shu Asar Ba'anaya, how do we know the Deshen of the inner Mizbeach is Asar Ba'anaya? And the answer is, Kal V'Chomer, in Mizbeach HaChitzon Asar Ba'anaya, HaPanimi L'Kol Shekein, if the ashes, the outer Mizbeach are Asar Ba'anaya, as we just said above at the top of the Amud Sheim HaKoyim El'Olam, so for sure the ashes of the inner Mizbeach are Asar Ba'anaya. Now the Gemara brings up three similar discussions. Reb Zair says, B'Shem Reb Chanina, Ketoiris Shekavas. If the Ketoiris got extinguished and it's not fully burnt, Homama, it's considered like it has a mum and it can't be used anymore. The Ketoiris is supposed to be completely burned, it's supposed to turn totally into ash, but if the Kohen gets there and he sees that it's not totally ash, this Ketoiris can't be used again, it's not lit again, it's not used because it's considered like it's a Baal Mum, and Afilu Bekartin, that's even if it's the actual pieces of Ketoiris. And why is this? Shein Ksiv Ikol El HaMizbeach Chitzoin. It only says the word Ikol, Alashon of Achilor, or getting completely consumed on the outer Mizbeach. So when things are put on the outer Mizbeach, they have to be consumed completely. And if they're not done, so we have to burn them until they're totally burned in ash. As opposed to Ketoiris, it doesn't say this Lashon. Therefore, if they were burned even for a little bit, even if they're more or less whole, it's considered like they have a Mum, and that's it, they're not used again. Now here's the second topic, which is similar. Psila Shekavas Tzricha Dishon. A wick in the menorah that got extinguished, it needs to be cleared away, it can't be used. Ask the Gemara, hold on a second, Ma Miyad, are you saying that that's right away? Obviously in the morning, when the Kohen comes to clear out the menorah and set it up for the next day, so he's not going to use the same wick, it's going to be a totally different wick. So it can't be that's what this din is telling us. As usually it's saying, is that if it gets extinguished in the middle of the night, or right after it's lit, that's when it has to be cleared away, and it can't be relit. Now the problem with that is as follows, Talmid Rav Chiya Bar Ulyani Amrin, they said, Me'ata, now that we're saying this, Tzar Shehei Meitzitz, that's the proper girsa, they require him to look. That means there would have to be some sort of Kohen on duty to constantly peek into the Heichal to see if the wick got extinguished, and that means we'd have to switch it out, and that's not very mistaber. Now here's a third part of this topic, Shemen Ma'ushei Tzarech Dishon. What about leftover oil in the Menorah? Does it have to be cleared away, or could it be reused? Answers the Gemara, Milsa Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak Amra, the member of Shmuel Rav Yitzchak says that Shemen Tzarech Dishon, oil does need to be cleared away. Where do we see this? Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak Bai, he asks as follows, Me'ata Be'echad B'Tkuvas Teves Mechatzi Lo'egel Chol Ner, and Be'echad B'Tkuvas Talmas Mechatzi Lo'egel Chol Ner. He's asking a question on a statement of Seches Menachas that tells us how much oil is used in the Menorah. It says that every ner, every cup, gets Chatzi Lo'eg of oil. oil. And so he asks, how does this make sense? The first night of Tekufas Teves, which is the winter, is going to get a Chatzi Loig, and that's a very long night, which means that the menorah hasn't burned very long. And the first night of Tekufas Tammuz, which is the summer, is going to get the same amount when it's a very short night. How does it make sense that we're using the same amount of oil every single night? Now, based off of what Shmuel Yitzchak is saying, we learn that there is going to be leftover oil at the end of some nights, and still we require the same amount of oil to be put in the cups every single night. It must be that the leftover oil is cleared away, that it requires Dishon. However, Rabbi Yosef says, in Menhadav, it's from there, less Shmamina Klom, you don't learn anything, meaning it's not a Raya. Why is that? Tanin Taman, we have a mission over there, there's a Mesechus Shkalim, that Ben Bevai al Pakia. Ben Bevai was in charge of the Pakia. What's Pakia? It refers to the wicks of the Menorah. And what did this Ben Bevai do? Shahaya Mizavikas Apsilois. He was the one that was twisting or making the wicks. He made sure that the wicks were of the proper size, that they would burn all of the oil. So during the winter, when the nights were long, he would make the wicks thinner, so the oil burned slower, therefore it lasted the entire night. And it was during the summer, he made the wicks thicker, so it burned more oil at a time, making sure the oil got used up quicker, and therefore, according to this, there wasn't necessarily any leftover oil at all, so we don't have an answer to this question. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss the menorah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.